Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The conflict in the Middle East continued on Thursday with strikes, warnings, and evacuations. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Israeli military said they may have possibly killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, but at this time the identity cannot be confirmed. Iran's Revolutionary Guards commander warned Israel Thursday against retaliating for Iran's October 1st missile barrage as Israel ramped up its offensive in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Gaza's health ministry says an Israeli strike on a school in northern Gaza killed at least 28 people, including children. The Israeli military said the strike targeted Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants at the school. Meanwhile, Syria reported two civilians wounded in an Israeli strike in Latakia early Thursday. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky presented his victory plan on Thursday to the European Union. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Addressing EU leaders, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for support for his victory plan to end the devastating war with Russia.
Unfortunately, we are receiving signal that China is still actively helping Russia drag out this war. And we have clear intelligence data. We need to strengthen now. The victory plan is designed for this moment, and I urge all of you to help make it happen.
The EU's a key supporter of Ukraine, a candidate member of the 27-nation bloc. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
According to Zelensky, Ukrainian intelligence has information that some North Korean officers have already been deployed in Ukrainian territories occupied by Russia. He also told a news briefing in Brussels that North Korea was preparing to send a total of 10,000 soldiers to fight against Ukraine. Russia has dismissed reports of North Korean soldiers deploying to the region. This is VOA News. North Korea said Thursday that its constitution now defines the South as a hostile state, the first time Pyongyang has confirmed legal changes called for by leader Kim Jong-un earlier this year. The official Korean Central News Agency said North Korea this week blew up roads and railways, linking it to the South, calling it, quote, an inevitable and legitimate measure, unquote. Moon Byung-soo is a construction industry worker in Paju province. I am very worried about the fact that they are looking down on South Korea and are talking nonsense about using nuclear weapons on South Korea. South Korea's military on Tuesday released video footage of North Korean soldiers dynamiting deeply symbolic roads and railways connecting the two Koreas, days after Pyongyang's military had vowed to permanently seal the border with the South. In recent weeks, the French Caribbean island of Martinique of 350,000 people has been shaken by violent protests over high food prices. Rodrigue Petitot is the leader of the Assembly for the Protection of Afro-Caribbean Peoples and Resources. This is a battle we'll have to fight together, hand in hand. We've seen the limits of our elected representatives. We've seen the limits of territorial power. They can't give us any more than they've tried to now. We're asking the minister to come and settle the problem here. According to a source in the administration, the country plans to ban protests and declare a curfew after fresh riots over spiraling prices saw one person shot dead, 26 officers injured, and stores looted. A Greek court on Thursday handed a 15-month suspended prison sentence to a former regional governor in central Greece and three other former officials over the handling of deadly floods in 2020. The court on Thursday found former regional governor Kostas Agorastos, a former deputy governor, and two former directors of technical projects guilty of omissions that could have prevented the flooding. They have denied any wrongdoing. Shockwaves spread worldwide Thursday after the death of former One Direction star Liam Payne at age 31. Payne fell from the third floor of Buenos Aires' Casa Sur Hotel on Wednesday. Local police said he sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Pablo Policchino, Buenos Aires Security Ministry's communications director, told the AP that Payne jumped from his room's balcony. Police responded to an emergency call around 5 p.m. local time, reporting an aggressive man possibly under the influence of drugs or alcohol. An autopsy is being conducted. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.